Hey, what's up, everybody? Krista here at the Chris and Ed Show. And today I'm so happy we have guests all the way from Phoenix with us, Jonathan and Sasha. They have quite the story. They are both actors and now helping people with their online marketing. You're not going to want to miss their story, guys. And they are an amazing power couple. Welcome to the Krista and Ed Show. This is where we are going to document our journey on everything partnership in love and in business. We are not holding anything back, guys. So if you want to learn about online marketing and what goes on in an everyday life of a husband and wife, making these two things work together, make sure you follow us. And guess what? Everything's gonna be all right and okay. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited today. We have with us Jonathan and Sasha Schlossberg. They are joining us from Phoenix today, and they are an amazing power couple. I'm so excited for you guys to hear their story. It's pretty dynamic, I guess. These guys are both actors and they've now are on a path of, you know, online marketing. They have their own digital marketing agency, and I'm going to let them talk a little bit about their journey and what types of clients and stuff they're serving. So welcome, you guys.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having. It's so nice to get a chance to like connect with you guys and connect with all of your audience. So, obviously, this is Jonathan and I'm Sasha.
Yes, of course.
Okay, sorry. Do you want to start with a story?
Yeah. Because I always admire people. I love to hear stories of how people got started, because people generally, I feel like, get started in a much more respectable way than we did. We were waiting tables in LA as actors, and we worked together at four different restaurants. One of us would find a better job and bring the other one. And we're like, okay, we want to work together, but let's do something that isn't as soul-sucking as waiting tables as actors. Like, you could not be more cliche than that.
Yeah, well, we were working actors.
Still,
like, we were professionally working. It wasn't like we were out there just like, I mean, we were struggling, but like, you know, been on shows that you'd seen.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, have like a real resume.
Jonathan's fancy.
I'm fancier.
You can see him on Grey's Anatomy.
We'll do some humble bragging then. I've done a few shows, so like you guys can believe that it's legitimate. I've been on Grey's Anatomy, Criminal Minds, Entourage, Shameless, and a few others. But so we were doing that, but it is a rat race. I mean, there is no security. Like, you know, I'm 10 years older than her, like a 50-year-old, you know, struggling actor waiter. And so we were looking for other things. And so,
I was Googling. I was making all of those beginner mistakes. Like, how do you make money online from home? And you like put in your email address, and then you have to bankrupt that email address because you're getting 800 emails a day from credit card offers. Like,
right.
I made all of those mistakes in the beginning.
So then we were like, let's do real estate.
Right? Because it just seemed like it's funny to us now, because coming from LA, everybody as an actor either tries to become a real estate agent or like a yoga Pilates instructor. So we got halfway.
So we went
in
from one cliche to another cliche.
we're like, this isn't working either.
So we actually ended up getting mentored by a very successful internet marketer who took us under his wing and started teaching us. And it was trial by fire and failing forward. As I'm sure you all had some, you know, when you first get started, it's like you're just learning the ropes, and you do it by just getting your hands dirty. And so we started doing that, and it led us to make the long story shorter, she is like the lead strategist, like content creator. She's got that brain, and I'm kind of like the workhorse. So we both went to work for an independent publishing company as I was the VP of operations. She was the lead strategist, and we launched, like 7 or 8 verticals over the course of 18 months with sites, branding, SEO, products, all of that. And great experience cutting our teeth. But July of last year, we kind of saw the writing on the wall. It was kind of coming. And things didn't, like, just, there was just some weird stuff happening. So we had a, we went out to, I don't know if we went out to dinner or whatever we did. We had a business partner meeting to discuss what we were going to do.
Because it's obviously super fun to both of you lose your job while you're very pregnant with your third child.
Pregnant? The company lost its funding. So pregnant, on the same day we both lost our job. So we were like, what are we going to do?
And we realized that we already had, we live as holistically and naturally as possible, not in like a crazy sanctimonious way. Like, we still take our kids to fast food because I'm a lazy mom, you know?
Yeah.
But we had clients already. We had a chiropractor, we had a birth center, people who we already, are friends of ours, businesses that we went to, and then we'd be like, we'd just see how we could help them, right? So we decided to build our business around our already existing clients and what interests us.
Because it was important to us. Like, one of the things, like, in the beginning, it was like when we kind of started doing it, getting, you know, it was, we were throwing spaghetti at a wall. Well, and, you know, it was like, we could help a tire company, we could help a carpet cleaner, and we could help with this, and we could help with that. And then you just, you aren't known for anything, and it wasn't very passionate. And so it really, not only is it something we love doing, the whole digital marketing and all of that, we can get more specific later if you want to know what, but that industry needs help desperately because people
don't know, they don't have the info.
They're helping people and they're doing it in a different way, but they're not, like, their brains aren't geared for, like, business in that sense. Most aren't. There are obviously always exceptions. Mm-hmm. And so we happen to be sort of, it took me a while to come to conclusions and agree to this, but, like, crunchy parents and crunchy, like, I'm a crunchy dad, apparently. I always thought that was, like, patchouli and dreadlocks, you know, and no deodorant. But apparently I'm a crunchy dad. And so we're living this way, and we knew we could help people to grow their businesses while providing value instead of just, like, you know, doing it for the check.
Yeah. So I just want to chime in here because I love that you said that. And that's something that we've realized along our journey too. And, you know, when you can, there's enough businesses and clients and people out there for everybody, right? So I'm sure you guys are the same way. Like, I'm all about collaboration over competition.
Yes.
Not want to be that business who is like, no, they're all mine, right? Mm-hmm. Because I like to think of my clients as people, right? They have families, mm-hmm. they have wives, they have husbands, you know, they have needs, they, all of those kinds of things. And when you go at it that way, and I love the niche that you guys are in, because I could see that being, you know, in total alignment. And then there's another fulfillment piece of that where it's like you have that passion or drive to help them get their message out in front of more people because you know that it's going to better other people's lives. So you're not just impacting theirs directly by helping them, you know, grow their business. You're actually helping all these other people that you don't know. So I love that you guys see that and you're doing that.
Yeah.
To me, it's pretty cool.
I mean, I don't think that we could have a successful agency otherwise, because I'm not motivated by, it sounds so dumb and so cliche, but I'm not motivated by dollar signs.
I'm the same way.
You know, so there's, and I know that as a business person, that may sound totally dumb, but if you want to build something successful, like, how do you have passion behind it if you don't? So for us, as we're seeking clients or taking referrals, it's so much easier when it's something that we can, when you have that moment of inspiration, it makes it so much easier to market them or to come up with their strategy.
Yeah. And there's no, like, anybody that says like, oh, having a business is easy and great all the time. That's not true.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, how much better is it if you actually have a passion to at least keep you going when things aren't going that great?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's also to what you said about community over competition. When you're approaching it that way, you recognize like you may not be the right fit for someone and vice versa. Yeah. It makes it easier because it's not personal, and you realize that you will find, or the client will find you, who's the right fit for you when you're doing it in like a relationship, personal sort of manner.
Absolutely.
You know, great that you bring this up. Like, I just think of my traditional agency, and we took on every project that came in. Some of them were to the detriment to the business, like really large event campaigns for an event, and put on everything and going, you know, getting knocked around a little bit like a hanging on a tiger by the tail, or, you know, anyway, so it's great to hear this, because that's something I've struggled with in the past, is taking on everything. In fact, I sent her a Voxer earlier today. I'm like, I had an old client that has this great opportunity and phoned me this morning as I was driving downtown and said, hey, I'd like to meet. And my impulse is like, I like the guy. I'm like, yeah, I'll help you. Oh yeah, no problem. Right. And then it's like, I make commitments to doing stuff and it's like,
and then I'm like,
doesn't align with where we're going. And
yeah.
So I was like, this is what we're doing. And then I started to explain and he's like, I'm interested. Right. So, you know,
that's awesome.
Sometimes it's getting past that FOMO too.
Yeah.
Like we don't really do proposals anymore, but we used to put out proposals and then you're like, oh, you want this client because you put forth this work. And every time that we have had a proposal not close, it gets us closer to the direction we're supposed to be. And now we look back and we're like,
oh my goodness, I used to put so much effort into all these proposals and going through it all. And like, literally they never would close, but then I'd have a conversation with someone and be in relation with.
Yep.
And that's how, like, I'm like you, Ed. Like, literally, I know I was making fun of it when before we started recording, where you're like, I spent 2 hours with a lawyer. But Sasha's literally all the time, she's like, you just sat and talked on the phone and gave out free knowledge for 2 hours with the client. And yeah, I do the same thing because I'm a people person. Like, there's so many people out there. And I think this is one of the things that you'll probably would ask is like, what makes us a little different is, like, the way we run our business is how we are as people, and we like relationships. So for me, creating the relationship with someone is so important. So when I pitch someone, if I'm cold calling someone, if I'm doing that, I'm not hard selling them on the front end. I want to get to know what they're doing. I'll provide so much value that they're like, if they're doing this much now and I'm not paying them, like, what's it going to be like if we're working as a team? And so that's what's important to us. I mean, granted, I love that aspect of it too.
But it also took time for him to get there too. That was not the beginning as well, because usually most people are teaching the opposite. You know, they're teaching you to scrounge and to get money from everywhere you can. And so it took a flip in that thinking too.
Well, you know, and again, like, I do tease him as well. And sometimes I get frustrated and it could just be my hormones. I don't know, but like... But at the end of the day, he is, you know, bringing in the money, right? If you have to go get a check to keep someone happy, then fine, you know? So there is no right or wrong way to do it. I think sometimes when you get caught up, especially in the online world, you can be very like, oh, it's this way or no way. And that's one thing I try to tell people too, is like, don't get so focused on that you forget about the real people and the real businesses there that aren't necessarily online, because there's still ways you can help them too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyways, awesome. I don't think that we talked about this while we were recording, but I just want to bring up family. So you guys have children.
Yes. We have a few children.
How many?
We have three children. We have three, 4, 2, and 6 months. So we have our oldest is Lauren, our daughter. She's 4. Rylan, our son, is 2. And then Catherine is 6 months today.
5 months
today.
They're
5 months
all December today. Birthdays, which makes it easy to remember how old they are.
Yes.
Yes.
December 3rd through December 13th, 2 years apart.
That's awesome. So you guys, obviously, you've been working together for your whole relationship pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One way or another. So that's actually like very intriguing to me because I'm laughing because we're still honestly at the beginning. Like we've worked together as parents, you know, as, you know, a couple and all those other things, I think unintentionally, you know, and now that we're like really trying to focus in together, like we always ran our own businesses and had our hands in all these other things separately. So now we've joined forces working together. So do you guys have any like tips that you could say, like,
what tips do you have?
I don't know. You both say, let me preface it with this. It is slightly insane to do what we do. I love it and it works for us, but we're married with the kids. They're not in school. We do, you know, they're young, but we do most of that stuff at home. We work from home. So we're together pretty much 24/7, unless I had like a quick business trip.
I try to schedule him away. Like, we got invited to something Saturday night and I said, I'll stay home with the kids. You're going.
But this is new. We haven't been doing that a lot. So like, for us being married almost 5 years, we've probably spent like 15 years worth of time actually together. because we're always together. Like, it's not like one of us goes off to work and comes home and spends the evening together. It's just the mornings. I mean, it's, and look, we're still married. We're happy. You know, we work on it, and the marriage takes work, but the work takes work too. So I think
it's been a lot of transitions.
Yes.
Because each, as we've figured out, you know, that now we're doing an agency, we've done a number of different things. And with me having, like, when I'm super pregnant, I don't function. My brain just doesn't work when I have a newborn. So we've had to find, I guess, peace in the transitions. He's had to outsource a lot more stuff that I would normally do. Finally, we go, okay, you're going to have to hire someone to do this task because I can't do it. So being willing to outsource stuff, which you have to do to scale an agency anyway, has helped us. Because otherwise you put, like, in any normal husband-wife couple that has three kids under four, there's going to be stressors with who's doing what in regards to the kids. Then you add a business in.
Yeah.
And so then it'd be like him getting irritated at me because I'm not getting business work done. So I know, it's crazy. Who would do that? But so figuring out those sorts of things and looking at it all creatively. Like, we do have a nanny 18 hours a week, which I feel is really important to say, because I could not do this with three kids
I couldn't do it either without
that. And
help.
Even with her here, I can't get work done a good deal of the time because our infant is still nursing. So flexibility in when we work, which is a really common work from home thing anyway, but outsourcing, our nanny helps with laundry. She helps with food prep. I posted on my Instagram stories because I'm service oriented. So a mommy nearby had a baby. I made her food. I realized I spent half a day making food for another family. Like, what am I doing? So coming to grips with not being able to do everything to the standard that I would necessarily want. Like, okay, I'm buying cookies for potlucks now. I'm buying things. I'm not going to make it myself.
I love that you're saying that right now, Sasha, because I'll talk about this real quick, like mom guilt, okay? That
yes.
is a real thing, and I'm going to bring it up because you touched on that. I want people listening, especially moms, to know and understand that it's okay to get help.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times we try to think that, or we think that we have to do it all, right? Mm-hmm. And we put that on ourselves, actually.
You know? Yeah.
So that's one thing I struggled with for a long time. And I didn't, you know, when I worked in the corporate world before I decided to stay home, I stayed there probably 3 years too long, but I suffered so bad from that mom guilt when my daughter was first born, because I was like, I didn't want to give up my career, but I felt like I was supposed to be there because that's what society told me. Mm-hmm. But then I also felt like I was supposed to be home. And it was like this constant war with myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And then even still, when I was running my boutique from home, Ed would always be like, Krista, like, let's hire someone to help clean the house. And, you know, cause I was like, okay, Monday I clean the house, Tuesday I'm mom, Wednesday right. I'm a business owner. And it was like, every week was like entangled. Right. And I would get upset with him and I'd be like, you don't think I can do it properly? You think, you know?
So I had the same reaction the first time he wanted to hire someone to clean. I go, I can clean just fine.
Now I can't get her to clean.
Very funny. I bought a mop and he's like, why are you buying a mop? I'm like, because we have a bunch of small children and
we have an empty closet and it needs some. No, honestly.
You and know that bird leaves the crumbs everywhere.
But like, we're
barbarians.
Oh my goodness.
But this is for real. And it took a while for him and me fighting with him to let somebody come in my house and help with some of those things that I was just drowning in. And then I realized is, as a business owner, it's like, you know what? Like, it's actually smarter to do when you start paying attention to your time and where you're leveraging it, right? Mm-hmm. What do we want to do? We want to be present with our husbands, with our kids. So why are we running ourselves down, right? Let somebody else. And it's not like, oh, you're fancy, you have to pay somebody. No, you're actually helping them too, because mm-hmm. they have bills to pay. So,
it's also really important too, is also like you said about the time leverage and all of that is like, mm-hmm. if you can find a way in your agency and in your business, it doesn't matter if you have an agency or whatever business, that you're going to make more money by working in that sense than to be the one cleaning for an hour or two. Yeah. It's that outsource rule. But I also think, you know, mom guilt is totally real. And I get to see it for the other moms that she deals with. But it's also like, because you guys are in a different place and, you know, our agency is 8 months old now and it's starting to scale more. But there's also, like you were saying, that leverage of time and being, you know, being present is, you get to that point. Like when you're starting an agency or starting a business, you have to grind to a certain degree. I don't subscribe to the, you know, Grant Cardone 10X, like grind, 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 grind. She's beaten me out of that because that's what I used to do. And it would like, I'd do it for a week or two and then I'd crash for a week or two. But you have to put in the effort so that you get to the point, and you have to make sure you do that so that you can be present. So like, that's something that we work on, is that she's much more present than I am. And she's able to be, because I have the, we need to get work done. I need to get work done. I haven't been productive. So we're a good, here's a good thing. A good tip is like, have the balance. Like, Ed, if you're like, I need to get work done, you know, Krista, you're like, okay, hey, this is just the check, like not the check, but this is the check in. Like, hey, we're working together. Like, we don't have to go. We need to take some time and connect. Let's go. Let's not work and go grab a cup of coffee. Let's have lunch and not talk about work, although work always comes up, because when you work together, live together, it's either kids or work, you know?
Yeah.
But those kind of things those are really important, because we've experienced, and I think we've been very successful. You know, obviously we have our disagreements and things we don't agree on, but we have our division and it's taken time to get there. It's knowing you're trudging that road and you're on a path, and that it's not the destination, it's that whole journey that. And so you'll figure it out as you go. But if you guys are a team and committed to each other and communicate and have balance.
Grace.
Yes. And
I realize it's not just patience. It's grace. Like the other person, they just need grace. And it helps, like something that I've really been working on is humbling myself. And because it can be so easy when you're both a driven type to just be like heads butting. Mm-hmm. So I've been seeking to humble myself and to lose more. Yes. So not to do, because when you're the grunt work of work, of life, of diaper changing, the more I can lose and do those things and submit myself to that, then the better it works for both of us. Which, as someone goal-oriented as me, if I'm viewing it as how much can I lose, I'm still competing for something, you know what I mean? And that helps everything go more smoothly, because then I'm not resentful because I have my own weird goal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's totally important. Like communication and expectations too is a big thing that, you know, we're still working on, and it's probably gonna be a forever thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's like anything, if you have a business partner, or I always try to think of it like this, like, not saying that I do this all the time, but it's like, okay, if he was my friend or my neighbor or a complete stranger, would I talk to them that way?
Yes. Right.
I need to work on that sometimes, but I have no chill.
No, but I'm not like, hey, I just came up with that right now, but I'm just saying
that. I think you did.
That's true. Because we're involved, right, on another emotional level sometimes, like,
yeah,
before we think. So mm-hmm. for the business stuff, it's like so important to really work on that, to like keep that almost as separate as you can.
Yeah.
I know for us, like, for a long time, I always wanted to work together. I always saw that at some point, but I was always very scared because I thought, oh, this is going to divorce us, right? Because I'm like, we are both way too like used to calling the shots, you know, like we both have our own ideas and all that kind of stuff. So I think we were both afraid to even make that jump in the sense, but what I found is, yes, there's a whole new level of fighting that's happening, but it's good because we have to get it out of the way. But in a weird way, it's like, we're actually getting closer mm-hmm. again, because it's a piece of our relationship that we never explored.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. I think that's amazing because you get to experience it together now. It's not like you're going off to, you know, your corporate world and you're going off to your thing and then coming back and talking about it. You're both living it, but also realize there are a lot of us like this, but the four of us are kind of unique, crazy, insane people. Like, I know couples all the time that are like, I couldn't do that. I could never work with her. Like, I need to be able to go off and do that. And that's great. Just like there needs to be people that aren't entrepreneurs, that need to have the jobs, that need to do the thing, because if it was a world of that, it'd be a crazy world. Yeah. But, I mean,
it takes you're constantly coming up with new rules to try, new strategies, so that you can set boundaries for, okay, we're not just going to talk work all the time, or ask me if it's now's a good time to do work, or I will make a list of things that are not work related so I can talk to him about those when it's not work time, so to try to make some boundaries.
Which is basically it's Instagram or baby things.
No,
She literally has lists everywhere. She's like, I've outgrown notes. I have to go back to Evernote Pro.
Yeah.
Because her notes and lists
keep it all organized.
I'm just a go-go goer.
Yeah.
I like making lists.
You do, but then you lose them. Like, he makes make lists. I'm like, mm-hmm.
I just, literally went into my notes. I had, 600 notes. I just deleted, 400 of them because I'm like, well, that's from, 4 years ago. I thought that was going to be important, but I guess not.
I have 386 on my phone right now.
There you go.
Looked at them the other day because I was like, oh. And then I have notes as categorized. Like, this is a niche of notes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yes.
I wonder how many I have.
This is my notes. This is funny.
It's a Is it a whiteboard?
Well, actually, we have a whole wall 12x10 whiteboard we built. But I have these all over the house.
I love those.
Oh, those are awesome. We get those at Staples. And
we love, I have 500.
Wait, go put that back up. I've got to steal those notes.
No.
Cool. Virtual. I saw that. Virtual.
Krista.
That's hilarious.
You're like, I got to blur that out.
Yeah. No, but it's funny because as we were talking about that, I was just like, oh my gosh, they just become background. I didn't even notice
right
they were
too.
There.
Because it's like our decor. Someone comes in and they're like Salvador Dali-ish.
But I'm a very visual person. Am I a list person? No. Am I organized? I wish I was more. But I have all this stuff in here. Like, I have to sometimes just brain dump.
I call it brain dumping. I have a notepad. I brain dump for clarity. Up here, you can't see it, is all of our post-it notes on the wall, which is how his brain works better.
Yeah, I have to see it and organize it. She just vomits.
I have lists and lists.
I can't use notepads because this is what they look like. seriously, these are my notes.
Ah, you're a doodler. I am
not. It's all encrypted. You'll never know what
this is. Yeah, I have no idea. Are those bank accounts?
That's actually E equals MC squared, right? In her talk.
No, I'm serious.
That's amazing.
I'm the only one who can dissect this.
That's good, though. That's good.
And actually,
but what I love is everybody has to find their thing. Like, if I tried to do it like her, I mean, I have notebooks all over the place, but it doesn't work for me. I never go back to them. I start one, then I pick up another one, then I have 7 notebooks with the random stuff over it.
That's what I mean. I don't know what this says anymore. But at the time, it was making sense.
It was powerful. Right?
But I also don't go page by page. I'll open a book, then, I find the next one. So there's no rhyme or reason.
Or I'll have
a that drives me insane.
Yeah. I'll have a notepad, and then I'll go in, and there's this random 4 pages of stuff that she's put in there.
Oh, no.
Oh, if I take a course. Sorry. No, if I take a course, and I start taking notes in the course, but I don't finish it, and then I watch something else I need to take notes in, I have to leave 4 pages blank so that when I go back to finish the course, the course doesn't get broken up in notes because I'll lose my mind.
Yeah, okay. Totally.
So if I did this to your notebook, ripped up.
What?
It would be mad.
You're a masochist.
I know. This is what I'm living with. Whoa.
I don't know how you do it, Ed. I don't know how you do it.
Represent.
Imagine being in my brain, though. That's how it feels. It's like I'm doing a burnout. Like I'm on a, I don't know. Anyways, okay, that's enough about me. We're getting off topic here. We're still on the show.
But she's the same way, though. Like, she literally is like, she'll be like, I gotta go. She's like, I've had no me time. I need to brain dump. Like, I'm losing my mind.
It feels like you're overflowed, right? It's like you have to get it out.
Yeah.
And she's also the introvert and I'm the extrovert.
Yeah.
So when she's around people and she doesn't get her time for herself to read and take notes and drop all the stuff that's in her head out, she starts to go crazy. Whereas me, if I'm not either in my computer doing something and feeling productive or being around people, I start to go crazy.
Which is why I'm sending him out Saturday night.
You know what I do? And I think it's just because I'm reading her. I'll be like, yeah, okay. Like yesterday, we were doing some landscaping and I'm buying these big rocks, like slate rocks or whatever. I'm like, I'm going to take the kids. Yeah, they're in the front. Anyways, I said, I'll take the kids to the rock quarry. I'll take the kids with me. And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I could read her. I know she wanted to like decompress because we had a busy day yesterday and do some work on her own because she likes to have time alone. And I'm not that guy. I like to be busy. I like to go and do stuff.
He is energized by people. The more people, the more energized he is. The more people, the more I'm like, ooh, you know, like,
yeah.
I always joke, like, I'm an extrovert online, but in person, I'm very, like...
Totally. Same.
Yeah.
I think that's so common in this space.
Mm-hmm. But that's why I love it, for me, because I can still make those connections. I can still help people. I can still talk with people, and I can, like, feel comfortable in that space, right? Like, now that I've met you, I haven't really, but I met you virtually. If I saw you in person, I'll be like, hey, right?
Exactly.
The opposite, I'd be like,
yeah, I was just about to say, that's what she was.
Go
talk to them.
That's the guy from Grey's Anatomy. Go check.
That's McLovin. No. That's McLovin.
Right? He got shot on his episode of Grey's Anatomy, fun fact, and I didn't know when he was out of town one time, and I was like, let's show the kids this episode.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Whoops. They're like, where did he go? When's he coming back? I was like,
he's not.
Okay. Anyway, so question.
Yes.
I want to know, what would you say is your superpower, either together or separate?
Okay, you say mine and I'll say yours.
Ooh. Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Okay, so he is amazing at small talk.
Oh, yes.
So good at that. Like, he could just get on the phone and just shoot the breeze with someone, and I'm like, how does he even know what to say? He's so good at that. That's his superpower.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Her superpower is being incredibly intuitive. She's like an empath. Like, she can tell what people are feeling. Like, it's crazy. Like, she can figure something. Like, it's insane. Like, someone, like, a weird vibe off of someone, she'll feel it. She won't say anything to me, and then something will go down the road, like, 2 months or 3 months later. She's like, there was something off there. And, like, or she'll have mentioned it then, and I'm like, no, it's nothing. And then, like, 2 months later, like, that weird, and she's like, I'm like, okay. She just knows. She's wise beyond her years.
Love it.
Wow, I love it.
Yes.
It's funny you bring up the small talk and I'll just tell this little story and then we'll finish up. But when we were in Banff, we're in like an old, like how old is that place? 80 years old? No.
70s or 60s.
60s. Yeah, it's called the Grizzly Steakhouse. And it's like got the old front, almost like Swiss chalet. The Swiss, you know, and I'm like, I've always wanted to eat there. And it's like a fondue and steak place. So we get in there and it's like right out of the late 60s. Like, they have not changed the carpet, nothing. And everywhere are these little phones.
Every table has phones.
Yeah.
Like with the cord.
Like the old school phone. So the waiter comes over and says, hey, if you want to, I said, do you have Wi-Fi? Because we had the kids, right? He's like, no, the only Wi-Fi we have are those phones. You can call and talk to anybody in the place. And we're like, it's just weird. They're like, well, this place was like
a swingers club,
a swingers restaurant, not a club, but a swingers restaurant. So if you like the person down the, you know, couple pews down, whatever, you're on the phone, right?
I'm like, so there was a so map weird. On the placemat for every table and the number to call. So he's calling everybody.
Krista's like, call them over there.
He would do that too.
I would totally do it. But wait, I have to know, was it currently a swingers restaurant?
No.
Or it used to be?
They said
so it was like fondue, steak, and another couple?
No, apparently it used to be.
Yeah.
But I don't know for sure, but kids were allowed in there, so I'm thinking not. And then like only one couple answered and were a little bit concerned. So they must have known.
There were all these like old British people that were there eating because there was like a tour or something. Anyway, so it was a lot of fun. I phoned, hey, I'm Ed from Canada, and had a laugh. And so she's like, I can't believe you can do that. And I'm like, why not? Just pick up the phone.
Yeah, it's there.
The same thing. She started randomly phoning people. Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, but then I went to the bathroom. I walk in, the phone's ringing. I'm like,
she's going to the bathroom. I look, I'm like, of course there's a phone in the bathroom.
I love it.
Anyways, it's crazy.
So small talk, yes. Small talk, yeah.
But you know what? I love that you said that about him too, because it is like, I do get envious of that sometimes. Because I try desperately to think of things to say. And sometimes before I go to events even, I like stress myself out the day before.
Oh, yeah.
I come up with things to talk about.
I've done that too. Wow. In high school, I used to make, because people go, how was your weekend? And I'm like, I don't know. How was my weekend? So on the way to school, I would think of what I did so that I could answer that question. It just does not come to me.
I know.
It's not natural. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think that's another reason why, you know, we complement each other and probably you guys too in business, right? If you all had the same strengths, the same thoughts, the same everything, you wouldn't really, it wouldn't be as interesting and you wouldn't see things from different angles. So, yeah.
Yeah. So do you have a question for us?
I do. I have a question.
All right. I have one too.
This one should be cute.
Can I do stretches here?
Yes. Yeah. What book do each of you recommend? Any niche, anything? Just what book do you recommend?
Oh, wow. Well, there's like a ton of
Don't
books.
Don't look at me.
Okay. Can I? Oh, okay. I was given by my uncle. It just came to mind. And I don't know why. Many, many, many years ago. And he was an entrepreneur and a businessman, very successful guy and a mentor to me. And he recommended The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino.
We have that on our shelf and I've never read it.
Do we?
Well, it's a little bit biblical.
That's okay.
Life is habit and secrets and the secret to success. And oh man, that book was probably published in the 60s or 70s.
Yeah, it's way old.
Yeah, yeah. So it just popped to my head now just because I've been thinking about him and you know, yeah.
I see where it is.
Might be over there.
So, yeah, I'm impressed you have that book. That's like probably
Does not mean we've read it.
We have not read it, and I'm a minimalist, so I'm constantly getting rid of
it. She might have gotten rid of it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I don't. I have this one, A Treasury of Success Unlimited by Og Mandino.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it says author of The Greatest Salesman in the World. Have not read this one either, though, but I guess I will.
It was a bestseller, and it's really about life is habit. And then there's a teaching in there, and it's like you follow this for the next 4 or 5 months every day, and it's to kind of reprogram your brain.
Okay. And I like that. I love that kind of thing.
It's not easy.
That is very cool.
Yeah. Okay, Krista, you're up.
Well, I actually have a couple favorites. So I don't know if you guys have read Expert Secrets.
Yes.
That's up there too.
Yeah. So, and the reason I like Expert Secrets and .com Secrets, you probably have.
No, it's in our room. I have it.
Is because like, for me, I think that was the beginning of, you know, I wasn't a reader, to be honest with you. I never was a reader. And a couple years ago when I think .com Secrets I read first. It was such an easy read, but it made sense to me because I love this marketing and online world. And I do think that anybody who's plugged into it, even just a little bit, will get it. And it's just simple, right? But I also really like, I just grabbed this because it's the one I'm reading right now. So I don't know if you guys have this one.
I do not have that
one. Oh, Dean. Yeah. Okay. I haven't read it, but he, Tony, and Russell just did their big webinar.
Absolutely. Did you guys watch it?
I didn't. Oh. Did you just drop your book and your jaws hit the floor?
Yeah, it was awesome.
So it doesn't matter. It's you can watch the replay and stuff. I actually have a link on my website. It's actually amazing.
Okay.
So I should check it out if you don't know what it is about, to be honest with you. But but yeah, this is actually Dean's book. So it's Millionaire Success Habits. And
there's a really funny thing there because he was talking in one of his during this launch about like climbing a mountain, and we literally climbed a mountain, and then we took a picture of the book on the top of the mountain.
Oh, I love that. That's really cool. I like that. But the reason why
I like this one so much is because for me, anyways, personally, what I've realized, like just, you know, being in business and connecting with different people and going through our journey through different ones, is there is no secret sauce. You can know as much as you know, right? You can learn every tool in the book. But what most of the successful people have in common are their habits. And there's patterns that you'll recognize, right? So I'm really trying to like zone in on that and try and, you know, pivot in some of those ways too, to be consistent with some of those habits. So it's a great book for some of those tips.
It's funny, you're on the vibration, Ogmandino. It's life is habits.
Yes, I have a quote on our fridge from one of my acting teachers in LA, Howard Fine. He said that habit, this is when you're reading a script and examining a character, when they're doing an action, evaluate whether it's something they're just doing one time, whether it's something they do all the time, because he said habit is the prevailing force on our lives.
Absolutely.
And it really is. You look at like breaking, you know, oh, I want to eat healthier, I want to do this, or sometimes it's not even that. It's just about shifting whatever your habit is. What's your specific habit?
Mm-hmm. It's true. And recognizing, and it's hard to break some of those habits, especially when, you know, like I think of for myself, I'm like, I'm 39 years old. I've been doing it this way for 39 years, right? You know, it's like, okay, I always just ate what I wanted. Now all of a sudden my body's like, no, you can't do that. And I'm like, what?
You know?
So it's like, I have to make those small changes, but everything works in sync, right? If your mind's healthy, if your body's healthy, then, you know, it all ties in together. I'm sure you
have. And our brains are elastic, which I tell him all the time, because he'll say the same thing. He's like, oh, I've been doing it for this long. I'm like, neuroplasticity.
I thought you meant it snaps back, so it doesn't matter what
Very
you do.
Very funny. The more times that you do something new, your brain rewires for that. And
Absolutely.
Then you know, but you have to set those pathways going. You have to do it.
Yeah. And that goes back to in a relationship when you're in business together and you're at home together and everything, where Krista was talking about like immediately jumping to the relationship side as opposed to the business side. It's like that neural pathway, right? It's like you react to a thing a certain way because of all the context over years and right. And how do you maybe rewire it or think about that with purpose?
But too, and I think really being aware of your time, right, is one that I'm really, really trying. We're trying to zone in on because that's how you leverage your time, right?
Yeah.
You know, like if you're taking a plane ride for 5 hours, are you watching a movie and napping, or are you, you know, maybe taking that time to read or do some work so that when you get to your destination, you can do what you're supposed to do there? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like that are ways that you can, you know, leverage your time. And and that's what I'm noticing, the patterns of a lot of these successful people that they're doing, and they're focusing only on their superpowers, like what they're really good at, right?
Yeah.
And let the other people do what they're good at.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is when you get started, you have to be the jack of all trades. You need to be.
Oh, of course.
But as you progress, you have to realize that like to really be successful, you have to surround yourself with great people, but you can't do it all.
No.
And you have to be willing to relinquish that. You know, that if you don't, you're going to hit a glass ceiling. Yeah. You'll burn out because it just becomes a point where like the person that tries to hold on to the reins too much and isn't willing to leverage their time or find the way to do that is, I mean,
the bottleneck.
Done.
Yeah.
I can speak to that just in our agency that we had, although we had, I guess at one point 12 people, I felt like I was doing everything from, you know, delivering on product that we needed to do for clients to selling it, to bookkeeping, to like just everything, and had my finger in everything. And you do burn out. You really do. Yeah. I've always been this, like, I can do anything and everything. And the reality is, you know, you get,
well,
knocked off your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
Like I'm so happy to put people between you and anyway.
But it always takes, I mean, and I mean this with like complete sincerity, like it takes a really good woman or, you know, and partner to be the one that sees the things that, you know, we all have blind spots, you know? And if it wasn't for you, Krista, Ed would continue to do certain things and vice versa. And same thing for Sasha and I. And, you know, I may be 10 years older, but she's definitely a lot wiser than me in a lot of areas. And
for sure.
I you am. Know,
She's like, I relate.
But it's but if it was two of me, we wouldn't have the same success. If it was two of her,
we would do nothing.
It would do nothing. It'd just be a lot of notes and lists. You know, so it's that trade-off, and you know, so I think we're pretty lucky to have found it, and you know, especially for you guys, it's really exciting to get to meet you all and see where you all are going.
Yeah.
And I have a question. She's taking pictures to post on Instagram now. So here's my question.
No, go ahead.
Are you videoing and getting ready?
Oh, you guys look so good. There we go.
So I have two questions.
Okay.
One.
You're not allowed anymore. No.
What is the best quality of the other person?
Okay.
The one that's going to stump you is, without looking, it says, our family is, who can list everything your family is? Without looking in the thing.
There's
a picture behind you that says, our family is, and there's a list of
our family is.
I feel like I've
got, I know there's before. Amazing. I know there's caring. Oh man, I can't.
Loving.
Remember. Loving.
Honest. I hope honest is there.
Honesty.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing great. That's good.
How many more? Oh my gosh.
Oh, there's like eight more. Don't worry.
Can we read it? Loving, funny, supportive, inspiring, caring, loyal, honest, amazing, patient, kind, happy, strong, giving, wonderful. Home.
Yay.
Nice job, guys.
And then just your favorite quality about the other person.
Krista's, my favorite quality about her is taking complex things and breaking them down on a macro level. Like, in the sense that, like, okay, this isn't as complicated as you think. We just do this and this.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very cool.
My favorite quality about Eduardo.
Ooh, Eduardo.
Eduardo.
My name is Diego Montoya.
No, I don't know. You know what? I mean, there's all kinds of qualities as far as business goes, but on the personal level, I'm going to say that he is such a, you know, giving, happy person. Sometimes I don't know how he's so happy around me, because I'm not always, like, he actually bought me a happy light. Did you guys know those exist?
Yeah.
It's like a light box, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I had one as a kid and never used it. That explains a lot.
Anyways, I'm not saying that I'm not a happy person, but he's always like, wakes up and like, he's never in like a foul mood. He's always just happy about the day, and he's a very present person. I admire that, because I don't live in the past. I'm way too far in the future, and I have a hard time living in the present, because I'm always thinking ahead. Mm-hmm. So I, like, this year I'm trying really hard to like live in the moment and be like, no, like I'm here, like right now doing this, you know? So that's a quality that mm-hmm. I admire about him. And that he's able to just enjoy life and be happy and laugh all the time.
That's cool.
That's awesome. Right,
and so much so that he bought me a happy light, and I got mad at him for it.
He was very unhappy about the happy light.
What
is this?
What, you think I need to be happier? I'm not happy enough?
Listen, I'm trying to eat breakfast, and he's following me around with it, plugging it in everywhere, thinking
that's amazing.
He's finding me. I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm like, while you have your coffee, 20 minutes. Green smoothie, happy light, boom.
So he's very, very nurturing. Sometimes I don't know that I am. I know that I am, but I'm... No, I'm just...
I'm the nurturer in this family. Yeah, for the kids, everybody, I'm the nurturer.
That's funny.
That's really cool.
I think there's a time and a place for feelings.
There we go.
It's like, if it's not rational, it doesn't make a difference.
Right?
What are you talking about? I feel it doesn't matter. It doesn't rationally make sense.
Little kids can have feelings.
Yes, of course. But anyways, yeah. So there's your answer.
Awesome. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
Guys, it was so wonderful to be here. Yeah. Thank you.
So if our viewers wanted to get in touch with you, where can you direct them?
Website? So we'll just kind of do our little slug. So we're Jonathan and Sasha with Holistic Made. We focus with SEO and digital marketing. Mm-hmm. And you can find us at holisticmade.com. That's M-A-D-E, not like made like the cleaner. you can email us at create@holisticmade.com. Or you can find us on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Holistic Made.
Awesome. Nice. Okay. And we'll share those links as well.
So awesome.
You'll, for those listening, you'll be able to hear this, or you probably are listening to it on iTunes and those platforms on the podcast. We also will be sharing the video on YouTube and then Facebook as well. So yeah. Anything else that you guys wanted to add before we,
No.
She's like used up all of her like extrovert today.
No, I didn't know I was gonna be on the podcast.
Yeah,
so I would have done my makeup.
It's amazing we have a sleeping baby. No, guys, honestly, it's just really great to connect. I'm glad I reached out to you, Krista, to do that. And like, I just look forward to us being able to, like, to the listeners out there, please feel free to reach out to us. We're very inviting. If you have any questions, you need any help, like whatever it is, we're happy to do that. But for you all, just, I look forward to growing a relationship with you guys.
Yes.
Excellent.
Awesome.
And hosting you for coffee.
I can't wait.
Phoenix, here we come.
I can't.
Next time you're in Phoenix, it's on us.
Coffee. Well, we're going to show up with the family and.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. See ya.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, please go ahead and leave us a review. Do us a favor as well. Take a screenshot, share this episode on your social media platforms on Instagram or on Facebook with your friends. We would love to have them. And for those of you who might be interested in actually watching the video version of our interviews, head on over to our YouTube channel and just look up Krista and Ed and you will see them there. Now, a couple things I wanted to just let you guys know as well. If there's ever anything that Ed and I can help you with when it comes to marketing and sales, head on over to our website, kristaned.com. There you will find some more information about who we are, what we've done, and the types of services that we can help you with. Our most recent, we have launched our virtual CMO program, which we are so excited about. And another thing that you don't want to miss out on, guys, and this is happening the week of April 30th. We have teamed up with Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, and Russell Brunson for a very special launch that is going to change the world. So head on over to our website, check out more information about us, and we thank you again for listening.